Blog Talk Radio.
Hi there, I'm Mary Eileen Williams at Feisty Side of 50 Radio, and this show is a celebration of baby boomers who are embracing life as we grow older. But we also know that there are a number of challenges we face as we age, and one of the most challenging can be dealing with the needs of adult children, especially those who return to live at home. Our guest, Dr. Anthony Rustain, has joined forces with Dr. Janet Hibbs to create an essential guide for parents of young adult children who are, in fact, living at home. Their book is called You're Not Done Yet, Parenting Young Adults in an Age of Uncertainty. And Dr. Rustain is an author, a nationally recognized expert in child and adolescent psychiatry. He's chair and chief of psychiatry and behavioral health at Cooper University Healthcare and a professor of psychiatry and pediatrics at Cooper University Medical School. And Dr. Rustain has graciously suggested I call him Tony, which is awfully kind as he's obviously a true expert who holds a wealth of both education and experience. I am so excited to have him join us today to share his thoughts on this difficult and often painful situation. So welcome, Tony.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm really delighted to be here.
Well, I am delighted to have you on the show because your book is a godsend to many parents who are facing some pretty daunting issues when dealing with children in their 20s and early 30s who've decided or for various reasons are living at home. And as we know, there are thousands of books aimed at parenting young children and teens, but there's been a real dearth of information until your book came out on how to deal with adult children. So I'd like to start out by you telling us a little bit about how you came together with Dr. Hibbs to write this book.
Sure. Dr. Hibbs and I collaborated on an earlier book called The Stressed Years of Their Lives, Helping Your Child Survive and Thrive Their College Years. And that book actually recounts how when Dr. Hibbs' son, Jensen, was in college, he actually got depressed. She eventually brought him to see me. I was able to help him. She is a professional colleague of mine in the area. And then years afterwards, when he was better, she wanted to write a book about the experience of being a parent with a child who had these problems. So we went and wrote the book. It came out right before the pandemic. And it was all about helping parents with, you know, launching their young person into college and beyond. Well, the pandemic comes along and everything changes, as you know, and more kids are coming back home to live. And we were approached by the publisher, would we consider writing a sequel? And we said, of course, because this is what's going on right now in the world and in our practice. You know, each of us has a practice. And we were very, very concerned that there weren't any good books out there. But a lot of the books out there sort of talk about helicopter parents, and they sort of blame parents for the problems that young people are having, you know, adulting, so to speak. And our view is no, you know, this is not a good advice to tell them just stop helicopter parenting, because in fact, intensive parenting, as we call it, has benefits, number one, but there aren't a whole lot of helpful guides out there for how to do it because this is new for all of us.
Well, speaking of being new, the subtitle of your book is, of course, Parenting Young Adults in an Age of Uncertainty. And the pandemic was certainly an age of uncertainty. Thankfully, we're reaching the other side of that. But what are some of the reasons that, in addition to the pandemic, that this particular time in U.S. and actually history around the world, I guess, or many developed countries, brings such uncertainty to younger members of our society?
Well, yeah. You know, this begins with the turn of the 21st century with, you know, 9/11 and then the Great Recession in the mid 2000s and 2008, and then the changes in the economy to something that we call the hourglass economy, which is getting harder and harder for certain people to find work. And then, you know, we cannot underestimate the impact of smartphones and social media, and suddenly, you know, communication changes, our social lives change, and there's a lot more feeling of, you know, competition, both for jobs and for for likes and friends. And then, of course, you know, the lost year with the pandemic and everybody moving back home. So we've gotten, you know, we really can empathize with parents who are getting all kinds of contradictory advice. And the book is really meant to say, hey, things really have changed. It isn't the way it was when you were growing up. You've got to learn what's going on with your young person and hear what there was on their mind and do your best to be part of their support team because, you know, for whatever the cause is, kids need their parents, you know, and that can be a good thing as long as parents feel prepared and as long as there's a mutual understanding about what that support or help looks like. And we see a transformation from, you know, where you're scheduling your kid or help college. Now you have to take a step back, not be as much advice giving and be more listening and listen to your own, like, anxiety and try to deal with it before you, you know, foist it on your young one. You know, parents telling their kids, like, why don't you get a job or what's wrong with you is not going to help your young person figure that out for themselves.
Wow. And, you know, you were talking about things being new and different. And, of course, I'm of the era of when Bob Dylan sang those famous words, the times they are a-changing.
They are, exactly. Yeah, Me too. Me too. I'm of that same time. Yeah, the times
you.
Are changing.
Thank you, Tony. Well, we are on the same wavelength then.
Yes, for sure.
Right on. But I had not
but
even
the way
heard
things
about
are
this.
One way that things are changing is that it's just taking longer to get through the young adult period. You know, when young adulthood was first named, it lasted from sort of like 18 to 25. Well, in the last 10 years, that number has moved back to age 30 or even beyond. We're not saying that for some young people, it takes them till their early or mid-30s to fully become, quote, adults, living on their own and being, you know, having a partner, being employed, being financially independent. And you know what? Sometimes they don't even reach all of that by age 30. So how do parents help? And well, first and foremost, to realize that the path is not straight, it's curvy, and that it takes different set of experiences to find your way in this world, and it's okay. You know, it's not like you have to be at this stage by this age. A lot of parents feel like they did something wrong. Like, what did I do wrong? Well, and the book is saying, no, you didn't do anything wrong. It's just that all the rules that things were you were basing your assumptions on, and so were your kids. Things have changed to the point where you can't make those assumptions anymore. How are you going to get through, if you want to call it post-secondary education, whether it's college, community college, vocational school, and find something meaningful to do when the economy is constantly changing? Those are the questions we try to raise in the book. How to help your young person face those challenges and do it in a way that's, from on both sides, as productive and as constructive as possible.
Well, and I found something, well, a lot of the suggestions so valuable in the book, but one of the things that struck me that I didn't realize until I read your book was about the five markers of adulthood, which actually were defined by sociologists in the 1950s. So those are
exactly,
things that we...
Exactly.
Yeah.
They're out of date.
Yeah.
70 years out
and
of date.
And they are, just to reiterate a little bit, completing your education, right? I'll let you say the rest of them.
Yeah, completing the education, finding a partner, you know, getting some form of stable employment, being independent most of the time, and moving out on your own, right? I mean, all of these things are not necessarily that easy to achieve. What young people call adulting oftentimes to them seems like very intimidating and difficult to achieve. So we sort of want to be more... You want to be more open-minded about it. And a lot of the book is helping parents to challenge their own mindsets so that it isn't like, oh, it's a disaster, my young person is living at home. But if they are going to live at home, you know, you've got to negotiate an understanding for, well, what who's responsible for what? How can this, you know, how can your young adult, you know, help out in some ways and yet also have their own life as well? So we kind of recommend that parents start to you know, look and see how they might address their own biases, because we're all biased and we all have our, you know, unspoken assumptions. And when we're saying in the book is, well, look at those over again and see if they're realistic or not. Maybe being a little more realistic would allow you to not be so judgmental, and also to be, you know, to really learn along with your child what's really important to them. How do you help them get to what they want to get to? And, you know, we talk about making sure you're not defensive, you know, making sure that you're giving them a benefit of the doubt when they have things that they're saying are difficult. So we really want, this is really meant to help parents, you know, understand it, that they can talk with their young person in a different way and get a lot further in the process.
Well, and a quote that really struck me, there were, like I say, several things in the book that I could resonate with, but I thought this was great. Parents were saying, "We are not empty nesters, we're open nesters, letting them come and
yes.
go." I thought that's just
yes.
great.
Exactly. We want to change the way we describe what's going on so that it isn't always in the negative, you know. And there's a lot of negativity in the world as it is. We don't need to add more to it. You know, what we want is for people to face those difficulties. But when you do so, you know, don't think of your young person as a problem or as fragile. Or look, a lot of people call Gen Z very entitled, which is a real put down. I mean, they're not entitled. They're trying to figure out their way in the world. And, yeah, they want certain things that maybe we didn't ask for, maybe we should have, like work-life balance and things like that, you know, being able to work from home. And those are all legitimate, you know, wishes or desires. But the thing is that young people often don't know how to deal with the setbacks or don't know what to expect when they're thrown into a new situation. And that's where parents come in, you know, just listening to what they're dealing with and offering, I would say, a thoughtful conversation about how to address what's foremost on their mind. We also talk in the book about identifying if your young person is actually struggling and needing some mental health coaching and counseling or psychiatric care. But one thing, for example, that I know, and you know this, is that because we are digital immigrants and they are digital natives. So for us, the internet and social media is like, what's going on here? And I still have difficulty at times kind of figuring it out. So there is an example where the roles are reversed. They know more than we do about this. So why don't we learn from them and understand how they see the world and how they see the social media, and what choices do they make when they are engaged in interacting through the silver screen? Of course, we're all guilty of this too. We often overuse, you know, our smartphones and don't spend enough time sleeping or exercising or talking in real time with one another. So that's part of what the book offers is concrete, practical ways to begin to address the challenges of being a parent of a young adult.
Well, Tony, what an amazing conversation. I was looking forward to this interview, and you have really summed it up so well. I really appreciate you coming on the show and sharing your expertise and these wonderful thoughts, because the book is it's an optimistic look. It's a really supportive look, and you really think about, again, that critical relationship between parent and adult children, because we love each other, and we, you know, this is an important time in our lives. So
we love each other.
And,
yeah, and we need each other. We love each other and we need each other, so let's figure out how to help each other.
Bingo.
Thank
well,
you so much.
At that uplifting note, we'll need to close. But, again, I really appreciate you sharing your thoughts and your expertise. And for you listeners out there, especially if you or anybody you know is dealing with a situation like this, or even in anticipation of your younger children launching and then coming back home, whatever, being an empty nester that comes back and forth, please check out You Are Not Done Yet, Parenting Young Adults in an Age of Uncertainty. It's going to give you a wealth of information, insights into the dynamics of relationships with your adult children, and strategies to help you move forward despite some difficult times. So until next time, this is Mary Eileen Williams at Feisty Side of 50 Radio, saying I'll catch you later. Bye-bye.